Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Next up, I want to ask you, can you still be friends with an ex? You'd imagine an ex is an ex for a reason, wouldn't you? But however, I received an email from a listener, which I think is actually an interesting dilemma. Hi, Niall, love the show. I've been married to my husband for 3 years now. Before we got together, he had broken up with his ex about 2 years earlier. It was a quick marriage. At the start of our relationship, I knew they were still in touch, but I thought that would naturally fizzle out or fade away once we got more serious. But it hasn't. They still message each other all the time. I'm not exaggerating. It's practically daily. Sometimes it's casual stuff. Other times it feels like they're updating each other on their lives in a way that just makes me feel uncomfortable. He says it's just a friendship and there's nothing more to it, but I can't help but feel uneasy about it. I'm trying not to be the jealous wife, but part of me feels there are boundaries being crossed, even if he doesn't see it in that way. I haven't said too much about it because I don't want to seem insecure, but it's really starting to get under my skin and affect our lives. So I guess my question is, can people really stay friends with their ex, especially when there is a new commitment or a new committed relationship? Or is it just asking for trouble? And why can't he just let it go? Is there something else there, maybe? I'd love to hear that from your listeners and what they think. Confused wife in Cork. Well, confused wife in Cork. Let's find out what our listeners think. I think it'll be primarily women. So there you have it. Can you be friends with an ex? How would you feel if your husband or wife was still texting and having a friendship with a girlfriend or boyfriend they had before you were married? Would you be comfortable with that? Are you okay? Are you secure enough? Do you feel secure enough with that? Do you have enough self-confidence to deal with that? I think most people wouldn't, but maybe some would. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. So indeed, don't forget, by the way, to go to our socials. You can go to Facebook. We're there, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, or indeed to our Twitter account, at Classic Hits Radio. Now, let me go to Amanda first, and then I'll come to Angela. Amanda, hi, how are you?
Hi, Nine, how are you?
Good, Amanda. Amanda, I don't know what your relationship situation is at the moment. Are you married? Are you with somebody? What's going on there?
Okay, I'm single. Oh. You keep answering the
question. Oh, I did. I know you now. Sorry, Amanda. It took me a second just to realize who you were. Okay.
I'm single.
Okay. So, terminally single. Okay. So, if you were with somebody, but they were still friends with an ex, would you be happy?
Friends with an ex. Okay. Depends now. If they've been apart for a long time, let me say 5 years or so, you know, and if their kids involved, okay, if their kids involved, I don't really mind them like talking once in a while. I would be thinking that they're discussing the kids.
Yeah, I get that. If they had children with them, but that doesn't seem to be the case here.
No, if there's no kids involved, and no, I don't know, not allowed.
Not allowed.
I would not be happy with that.
It's just not allowed.
Not allowed. Because it's your ex. You left her for a reason, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, you broke up for a reason. Yeah.
Exactly. So if she's so nice and everything, so why did you break up with her?
Is that kind of Amanda's little jealous streak or Amanda's own insecurities? Or do you think, look, fair is fair. She's your ex for a reason and leave it that way.
Exactly. She's your ex for a reason, leave it that way. Mm. Focus. You know, focus on me. I don't know, I would not be okay with that.
And would you say it to your partner? So would you say it? You'd say it to your partner, listen, I'm not comfortable with this, you know?
I will have the conversation. Of course I will.
Yeah.
Oh, I will have the conversation. No, you cannot be chatting and discussing with your ex, you know?
Our relationship.
That you just broke up with.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no kids involved. So what are you discussing? So I will have a chat with him.
Yeah, because she says in the message, it's practically daily that they're messaging each other. She says sometimes it's casual stuff. Other times it feels like they're updating each other on their lives, which makes me feel uncomfortable.
I think
you don't want to be in a relationship where your other half is telling somebody else about everything that's happening within your marriage.
Oh, my God. No, I think he's still in love with the ex. So,
he's still in love with the ex.
He has to go back to her. So
you think that'll end up in tears? It'll end up in tears at some point, will it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think they'll definitely get back together at one point. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to disagree with you. But hang on a second. Let me just go to Angela. Stay there, Amanda. Angela, I have to agree with Amanda. I think it'll end up in tears. He'll go back to her at some point.
So, just tell me, is this her boyfriend?
No, she's married.
Married.
And the husband is still messaging his ex, friends with his ex.
Yeah. Is he hiding it?
No.
Well, then what's the problem?
So what the problem is, it's his ex. They were romantically involved at one point. They were lashing each other out of it.
Yeah, and they're not anymore for a reason.
Still, he probably still holds a little candle for her.
But what would make you think that?
Because they were romantic. Now, if she was just a mate in work, that's okay. But she's not just a mate in work. She's somebody who was in a bed with him at one point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they're not in bed together anymore. He's gone from her, obviously years. They're not together. They've stayed in touch. They're friends. They update each other. They chat to each other. You know, what's the problem? If he wants to be with her, he'll go and be with her. He's not hiding anything. If he was hiding it, then I'd be going, whoa, ho, ho, hold on a second. But he's not. This wrecks my brain with people who think that a man and a woman can't be friends, whether they were romantically involved or not.
I agree with you. A man and a woman can be friends. Absolutely. Now, it's quite difficult because, you know, having a platonic relationship with the opposite sex, if obviously you're heterosexual, you know, can be a little bit difficult sometimes. But generally speaking, you are right. Men and women can be friends. But this is not just an ordinary woman. This is a woman he was romantically involved with.
Whether it's romantically involved or not, they've split up for a reason.
Yeah, sorry, Amanda, you want to say something to Angela there? Go ahead, Amanda.
I just want to point something out there, you know, so I didn't get her name.
Angela. Angela's her name.
Hi, Amanda.
Good. I just want to point something to Angela. You see, those couple, the ex, remember, before they have, you know, there's romance. It's not just like before the breakup, there's not been bad or true. There are times that it was good. Okay, so that memory is still there. And when they're constantly talking, and maybe sometimes, like the lady said in the letter, you know, they have to like do the flashback of the good times. You know, when
remember we went there.
You know, when we are off on the beach and stuff like that. Those memories trigger something. And you don't want to be in that position, like, you know?
Yeah, she's got a point. Yeah, I'm Angela. Yeah, no. So he's messaging her going, oh, do you remember we went to Paris together? Oh, that was a lovely hotel room we had that we bonked each other in. You know what I mean? So, I mean, those are the kind of conversations I'm sure come up every now and again. And she goes, oh, yeah, that was a great night. I love that sex that night.
No. Now you see. Now you're putting words into his mouth, right?
But he's a bloke. He's a bloke.
It doesn't matter. This is what I'm trying to say. If you don't like your husband talking to another woman, be it an ex or not.
It's not just, no, hold on, no. See, you keep saying this. It's not just another woman.
Another woman. Yeah.
You're not listening to the end.
I am. I'm listening.
Be it an ex or not.
There's a big difference in another woman, random, or a woman from work, to an ex.
Yeah. Be it an ex or not, you've got trust issues.
Mm.
You've got trust issues. If you can't trust your husband to speak to an ex, I was chatting to her today. She was saying this, they were doing this. He's doing that, blah, blah, blah. He's been honest with you. He's been open with you. He's not hiding it. You're jealous.
Yeah, but he's doing it every day. He's doing it every day. He has a relationship with her. He still has a relationship, essentially, with her.
A friendship.
Friendship.
Not a relationship.
Yeah, it's a relationship, isn't it? It's a friendship, relationship. It's just not having sex.
I don't like that. I have a best friend of 32 years who is a male. We do not have a relationship.
That is a relationship. It's a relationship. You just don't. It's not an intimate relationship, but it's a relationship nonetheless. He's your best friend.
He's my best friend. Yeah.
Okay.
But like you, if you cannot trust your husband to speak to someone, it's you have the problem. Mm. You're the one who does.
So where does the line get crossed if she starts sending him sexy pictures and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, when you know.
A dirty joke. Dirty joke. If she sends him a dirty joke, if she sends him a dirty joke, like, is that a line crossed?
Yes.
So what, do you need to check his phone every now and again, do you?
No. Because he's told you. He talks to you about it. He's not hiding it.
Yeah, but I mean, how would you feel if you were going out with a guy and he was talking to his ex on the phone or chatting to her or sending her messages saying, Jesus, someday yesterday, Angela was a right bitch. You know what I mean? Love her to bits, but she's a bitch sometimes. How would you feel?
But Niall, everyone does that.
They shouldn't be doing everyone that. They does. Shouldn't be doing that. They're just telling right. other people that information.
Hold on a second now, Niall. This is what I have to laugh at, right? Okay. Myself and one of my best friends, right? Not him now.
Yeah,
another best
one. There's a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do actually have a few best friends,
Are
right?
they booty calls? No, no. Okay, sorry, go on.
No! He's a girl, not lesbian. But if you cannot sit down and have a conversation with your best friend about how your husband, your wife, your partner, boyfriend, girlfriend has pissed you off one day, then you do not have friends.
But this is not just a friend. Sorry, Amanda, do you accept that?
I don't accept that because the lady that we're talking about now is not just one friend or one lady that is out there. This is a lady that they have been intimate with, you know, together, and they have history. Like, they're good times. You know what I mean? There are things that make them laugh together. You don't want to put yourself in that. That's a big risk, like, you know? Mm. So that
but
is
he
not
with you for
it's not a
random
person. Like, I have friends, you know, I have just friends, like men friends, you know, and I have a best friend as well as a guy, you know, and the wife is my friend. Okay, we're just friends. Okay, that is different. This is somebody you've seen the nude. You know, and it, like imagine your husband.
Oh, I love the way she said that. I love the way you said that about it. You didn't see him in the nude.
Exactly. Imagine your husband sitting down and like just there. Imagine the whatever of that lady. I'm not going to do that. Like, no.
Yeah, you don't want your husband talking to somebody he's seen in the nude.
Exactly.
The thing about it is, he is with you for a reason. He is not with her for a reason.
Let's say she's better looking. Let's say she's better looking than you, Angela.
Nobody's better looking than me.
I'm just saying.
But if she is. But then again, that's your trust issues. That's your paranoia. He is with you, not with her. And it's like, let's say, right, I'm on the dating scene, okay?
Yeah.
And if I'm chatting to a guy who is separated with kids, a first red flag for me is if he sits down and bitches and moans and gives out about his ex. I love to hear that a guy is like, yeah, we've two kids together. We get on great with this. I love hearing that because that means that, yes, there's reasons that they split up, but it doesn't mean that he's a complete bollock.
Yeah, but if he has, and Amanda admitted that at the start, if there's children involved, there's absolutely a reason for them to still be friends. That's fine. We get that.
But is it not good to hear that one of your husband's exes doesn't think he's a complete bastard?
Mm.
That they still get on. They just didn't get on together.
Okay, well, do me a favour, because I want to get a male perspective on this as well. And William, I have to take a break, so I'm going to come to you straight after the break. I do promise, William. The number is 087-188-0008. Amanda says, absolutely not. You can't be having a relationship with somebody you've seen in the nude. But Angela says, what's the problem? If you have an issue with it, well, that's your insecurity. Let me know what you think. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Can you be friends with an ex while you're married? Angela and Amanda. Stay there for a second. That's like a combination of both of them together. Amanda. Yeah. Let me go to William. William, hi. How are you?
How are we doing? All out ahead.
Good. All right. You know, we're hanging in there.
Happy guys. I'm glad you're all right now. I believe you were sick. I wasn't well myself a while ago.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling a bit better. I hope you're feeling a bit better now.
It was a mental thing, you know.
So yeah, well, I'll get there. I'll get there. Go on. Anyway, yes, William, is it a problem? Is there a problem here?
Oh, no. Jeez, no. Everything's bang on. Like, it's just that I actually live with my ex. We've split up there, I'd say, about five years ago. Yeah.
But he's chatting away. When did we split up, Linda?
Yeah. Oh, no. This is where they tell you. Like, she's gone out with a lad from Nigeria. His name is Ola.
Yeah.
And she was carrying on before this and whatever. But look, I forgive her because we have two kids and that's the most important.
Yeah, but see, there's kids involved, William. So for the sake of the kids, yes, sir, you're amicable.
Absolutely. Good man. Yeah. That's what it's all about. But we used to fucking fight and all that. No, she was the lounge, but we did. And I was away for a long time. I was at the North Sharon Sold, I was at Lebanon, I was in Kosovo, I was in all these different places. And so, well, how was she going to take that? But we had a lovely house and all that and all, everything went well. But she met this guy, Ola, and I think he's a nice guy. I came back from Lebanon and I have a beautiful wife. I won't say her name though because she wouldn't like to say it.
No, but don't.
She doesn't live with me, but she's from Gaza, actually, unfortunately, you know, but she's Palestinian, you know. And what do you call it? I don't know, we just get on well, right? You know?
It's like the United Nations in your house, isn't it? I swear.
Going to say.
Go on. You've got Nigeria, Ireland, and Palestine. Go on.
Yeah, I know, but you know, all joking aside, and all, I mean, at the end of the day, let live. It's not, the world is a good place. It's the people that live in it make the fucking bad rules. You know what I'm saying?
I know, yeah, but see, that's a kind of different situation because, look, you have an amicable relationship with your ex there. You're living with her. Sure, yeah. You've got kids. So for the sake of the kids, you keep that relationship going. And I understand that. That's great. That's by the way,
Linda,
that's to be commended.
Well, here she is now. Come here, Linda.
Oh, Jesus.
Right here. Come here. Well, she's gas. Right here. She's no.
leave her alone. Anyway.
Hey, you.
Yeah, but William, the point I'm making is, how would you feel if you were married? Forget about Linda just for the moment, right? How would you feel if you were married and your new wife was, you know, messaging her ex-boyfriend every day?
Well, yeah, well, it wouldn't really... Well, no, to be honest with you, see, we had a kind of an open relationship.
All right.
You know that way.
Chase, you're new. You lot are very quite usual.
Sorry to cut you, but it is kind of a reversal of what you're saying. It's a flip of the coin, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to be smart. But at the end of the day, I mean, she knows what I've been through. I mean, I went through post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, I'll be honest with you, I was with the Army, who was a specialist, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I'm not down to the Secrets Act anymore. Because I left and I was fed up with it because the money was fucking shit. And
What you were doing, it certainly was, certainly, yeah.
Oh, well, in fairness, no, I did. I came home one after the tour there and I was in Eritrea down in there, just in the middle of Africa there. And, I actually smoked a bit of weed one night, you know, and I'm not into fucking drugs. Like, I fucking hate it. If any of my kids were into drugs, it'd be a fucking war. It wouldn't be with them, it'd be with the fucking dealer, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I smoked and it was being spaced out. Like, fuck this, what's going on? I'm like, oh my God.
We were talking about that in the last topic that we were talking about the army. And, you know, if you get caught in drugs in the army in Ireland, it's instant dismissal.
No. Yeah. All you have to do is get another man to piss in the bottle because if you're that good, you're a good soldier.
That's not being a good soldier, really. Okay, but look, we've gone off on a kind of tangent there, but I understand the situation you're in, William. It's a very complicated situation with the sound of things. It sounds like the United Nations in your house, but obviously you don't have an issue with it. Thank you for that. Angela, stay with me. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, hi, how are you?
How are you, Noel? Your man sounds like he's brought back fucking United Nations from Eritrea. Jesus Christ almighty.
Yeah, there was a lot going on in William's life there. God bless him.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Palestine and Nigeria and everywhere.
You know what, right?
Did he say his new wife is from Palestine?
Yeah, his new wife is from Palestine and his ex-wife is going out with a Nigerian.
So, but is he still living with the ex-wife?
Yeah, he's still living with the ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know what? I guarantee you know why that is. The fucking cost of living. If he can afford to live somewhere else, he's not staying.
Probably. 100%. Yeah. Anyway, well, look, they have kids and he's staying together for the sake of the kids and that's fine. Anyway,
that's Eddie, an easy way out.
Yeah, Eddie, back to the original topic. Would you have an issue if you had a girlfriend or a wife And, you know, she was texting an ex-boyfriend all the time.
You know what? Normally, I like Angela's opinions on whatever platform she's on. I like listening to her because I normally agree with most things she said. But on this one, I'm totally the opposite. And I'm quite surprised because she's been cheated on before.
Yeah.
And I just, it drove me mad, Niall. Imagine sitting there at night on the sofa and your board's just on the fucking armchair across from you. Every 2 minutes, her phone's hopping and she's sitting there laughing and texting. And you're going out your nut going, fucking 10:30 at night. Who's she bleed talking to and joking with? It drives me mad. It would drive me mad. And you know what? I don't like to say it. Trust issues 100%. I don't trust easy anyway. But I would end up having to go through that phone just for my own peace of mind.
Or you couldn't have it. You go to her phone.
I would, yeah. I'd need that. I'd be going. I mean, look, I know everyone else has touched on it. Like, you've split up for a reason. And normally split ups aren't amicable. So who's reached out to become mates again? You know what I mean? How did that happen? And let's say, for example, one night you have a massive row and he goes running to fucking text her. You know what I mean? And it's because they were together before, it's so easy to rekindle. And there's an opportunity there that's easier than it was just a workmate. You know what I mean? Because you have history. And it would just drive me bonkers. And I wouldn't do it to a partner. I wouldn't do it to a partner. You know? I'd be like, no, that part of my life is in the past. Gone.
See, Angela, now you've got Amanda and Eddie against you. And he's right. Now, but although Eddie's gone a step further and said he'd go through the phone. Sorry, hang on. Amanda, would you go through his phone to have a look?
Go through what?
Would you go through his phone to have a look and see, you know, what the messages are?
You see, because, like, you know, when you're going through the phone, you might see something else that you don't want to see. So I would stay away from the phone. I do stay away from the phone then because I really don't want to see some stuff that I don't want to see.
Okay, things will be taken out of context.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Noel? Most people say they stay away from the phone, right? But your impulse will get the better of you. And if that's lying on the counter and they've gone upstairs for a Brad Pitt and it's just sitting there for 5 minutes,
Jesus.
You know what I mean? You won't be able to help yourself. You need peace of mind.
Anyone who says they don't go through a phone is completely full of shit, right? I have to put that out there. They are absolutely full of shit if they say, no, I've never checked his phone. I've never checked her phone live. But the one difference about this, Eddie, is he's been honest with her. He's telling her that he's
I know, but a lot of people cheat in plain sight because it's just easier than hiding. You know, people are very clever.
Hold on a second. That's what happened to me, but I knew.
Well, there you go.
But I knew. You see, I had that gut feeling. Because, yeah, and you touched on it there. Like, let's say for 11 years that I was with my ex-husband, that phone was on the table when he went up for a Brad Pitt or whatever you call it, a shit, or when he went for a shower. Or
he went for a Muslim. Mustafa crap.
But that...
Jesus Christ. I've never heard those nicknames for toiletries, but go on.
Yeah, he went up for a Brad Pitt. That phone went from being anywhere to in his pocket. And
yeah, little telltale signs.
That it wasn't little telltale signs. That was it. That's how I knew.
Mm.
You know? And they were workmates. That and I.
But here's the thing. When it comes to phones, if you trust your partner, you've no reason to probably go through their phone. I mean...
No.
Karen knows my PIN number. I know her PIN number. I've often used her phone to ring people. We're in the car or something, you know, whatever. She's often used my phone to look up something or whatever. But we wouldn't look through each other's phones. There's no need to do that.
Here's a question for you. You say you trust each other and everything's fine and dandy.
Yeah.
If you found out she was texting her ex-partner every single day, would your opinion change?
It depends on what she's texting him for. Like, well, obviously there has to be communications. If there's a child involved, but it depends on what the text.
No, if there's no kids involved.
Okay, if there was no kids involved. No, I'm going to be straight with you, Eddie. If there was no kids involved, I wouldn't be happy about my wife, you know, having a relationship or texting on a daily basis her ex. No, I wouldn't. Of course, I wouldn't be happy about.
And most of the public in this country would feel the same. They would.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very few that would actually go, oh no, it's grand. Because I think everyone has trust issues at a certain point. Especially you said there, if there's a good-looking girl or man and you feel threatened, then you go, Jesus Christ, has their eye been torn, you know? And you start to doubt.
But a good husband or a good wife wouldn't do that anyway, because you would become the...
But look, Niall, everyone's a good husband and good wife, but divorce is popular, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's opportunism sometimes. It's like, for example, if my ex is in my past, I don't have a chance of cheating with her. But if I'm in touch with her every day, and one day I have a row with my missus, or I get pissed, and I drop her a text, and one on one leads to two, and you don't know where it could go. I wouldn't be happy. I'd be like that the other lady that you had on at the start.
Amanda.
Yeah, it would drive me mad. I'd go out of my mind.
Knowing, as Amanda, in a nutshell, said it, knowing that the two of them have been in the nude together.
Now, let me say something. I just want to say something. You know, some of these ladies, or not all, some of them, you know, when they're in the relationship, they kind of let themselves go. Like, they just, like, let themselves go.
Okay.
But when that relationship broke up, it's like a turnaround or eyes opener for them, and they just kind of start taking care of themselves, be going to the gym, looking all good, you know, change of wardrobe and everything. And then that is the ex looking at that like, oh, what happened here? You know?
Yeah. He could be brought over to the dark side.
But how long are they married?
3 years.
3 years. So they were obviously going out.
Yeah, three years. They were 2 years going out with each other before that. So he broke up with the ex 2 years before they got married.
Yeah.
Now, that woman, right? The ex partner, if she's an absolute bowler, she wouldn't care. But if she's a good looking woman, she'd be feeling under pressure. She'd be feeling threatened.
I can understand why she feels. I understand why she feels a bit insecure. I absolutely understand.
But you see, that's what I'm saying. That's her insecurity.
No, it's not. It's a natural feeling.
It's a natural reaction. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's not an insecurity, and it's not a unique insecurity.
No, I'm not saying it's a.
You wouldn't do that. I certainly wouldn't do it anyway. But I wouldn't do that to my wife. I wouldn't put her in a position where she feels that way, that she's not the priority, or, you know, or that I'm doing something behind her back. And I know he's not doing it behind her back. I get that. But I wouldn't make her feel somehow that somebody else is more important than her out there, that I need to text
but
somebody
has
else.
She told him this.
I don't think she said it to him. No, he says it's just a friendship and there's nothing more to it. But I can't help but feel uneasy. I'm trying not to be the jealous wife, but part of me feels there are boundaries being crossed. And she's right. There are boundaries being crossed.
But then why doesn't she say it to him?
Because he'll probably call her jealous.
Paranoid,
paranoid. That's what they do, isn't it? You're mad.
If you listen to the letter, it said, he said it's just a relationship, is it?
Say that again, Amanda.
I think she said it to him because the letter you just read, you know, it said, he said
it's just a friendship. Yeah, just a friendship. Yeah.
Just a friendship. So I think there's been a discussion for him to say.
There obviously has been. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a discussion about it.
So if there's been a discussion about it, Angela, surely he should have taken some action and he did that.
Oh, well, if there's been, so he's in daily contact with her.
Yeah.
Every day.
Sounds like that. Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. It sounds like, or what did she say, Niall?
Okay. It's practically daily. Sometimes it's casual stuff. Other times it feels like they're updating each other on their lives, and it makes me feel very uncomfortable.
So updating each other.
So he's obviously quite vocal on the phone, walking around, talking to her, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and he's saying how he's getting on and what him and his wife are doing and what this. Now, if she has had a conversation with him and he's brushing it off, another conversation has to be had.
What sort of conversation? Either she goes or I go. Is that the conversation that should happen?
Oh my God, no, you don't do that.
It sounds like they're showing more interest in each other's lives now that they're apart than they were bloody together.
So what would Eddie? So what would you do in that situation? If you were in that situation and it was your wife and she was contacting an ex like that every single day, what would you do?
I'd say to her, look, you're making me feel very uncomfortable and I don't like this. Could you please stop it? You split up for a reason. We're now together. That's part of your past. I wouldn't do it on you. Please don't treat me like that. That's what I'd have to say.
So basically you're telling her to lose the friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Angela.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't, because, but what I would say is, come here, listen, can you calm down on it a bit, like, you know, just calm down. Like, if you want to talk to her, that's fine. But does it have to be every day?
Why does he want to? Why does he want to talk to her?
Because
and is she in a relationship now?
But it doesn't mention about her or what.
Because she seems to be putting a lot of effort into him to contact him every single day. Sounds like she has an ulterior motive.
I don't think she's in a relationship.
Yeah, because if she was in a relationship, I don't think any bloke could put up with that shit.
No, because
Angela, you surprised me, Angela, because your ex, when he was cheating on you and you kind of caught him, initially told you were crazy. It's just a friendship. Would you stop out with that, you crazy person?
Yeah, but the thing is, as I said, I knew from the very second, Niall, I told you this. I knew.
They all do that. They all accuse you of being crazy when they get caught. Oh, you're crazy.
But that's how I knew. The two giveaways where he told me to sign myself into a mental institution because I was paranoid.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't, and that his phone was by his side. That's why I'm saying he's been listening to you
for years, Angela. That's probably not a bad idea.
What?
Ignore that, Angela. You didn't want to hear it.
No. Come on, Eddie. You know I love you. Come on.
I said, haven't listened to you for years. That's probably not a bad idea.
Just sign yourself into an institution. Okay, Sean. Hold on. Before the break, let me go to Sean as well. Hang on, guys. Sean, hi. How are you?
I know. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I feel it depends on how you know things ended, whether it was mutual or whether it was one sided, and whether it was ended nasty.
Right. Okay.
I am in kind of a sticky situation where I have an ex that I don't talk to.
Yeah.
But then I also have my fiance, who passed away there 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Very sorry.
So I am, I guess I'm single, and I will always speak her name, Megan. And I feel I will be in that situation where there may be a bit of jealousy of that other person in my life. Mm-hmm. We were to get married. Myself and Megan were to get married. And she was a big part of my life, so I feel it.
Now I'm just curious, Sean. What happened to her?
She, she got a sepsis and kidney failure. She was 26.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So the point you're making is that no matter who you meet now and have a relationship in the future, Megan will always be part of your life. And by the way, anybody who meets you or has a relationship with you and doesn't understand that, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Because Megan is of no threat to anybody now.
No. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I do feel that kind of sort of awkwardness going into my future, because there's eye photos everywhere and etc. And like, I don't want to tell people about it.
Yeah, I had a girl I had a woman on the air here some time ago, and her first husband died in a motorbike accident. And she's married again now, but she has pictures of her first husband all over the house, and they celebrate his birthday, and her new husband is very, very receptive of all that, and he's very, how should I say, he's very respectful of all of that. Because the ex-husband and your ex-wife or ex-fiance are of no threat to any future relationship.
Can I say something here to Sean?
Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
Sean, trust me now, right? Megan would want you to be happy. She wouldn't want you to be miserable. Life is very short, and you have to grab every bit of happiness that you can. And if she was here now, she'd tell you, stop being miserable. You have to move on with your life. It doesn't mean you have to forget her. She'll always be part of you, part of your journey. But don't let her hold you back, because you're not doing anything wrong.
And you're a young man too, Sean.
I'm beginning to kind of come out of my shell in that way, in the last. As time goes by.
But, of course, it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time. Yeah. Okay, but getting back to this situation where obviously everybody's in the land of the living, so to speak.
I do have that ex where I don't speak to her at all. And it ended badly, etc. And she tries to talk to me, etc. But I blocked her and everything. And I suppose it's every walk of life, whether...
But if you were in a relationship, leaving aside your own personal story, if you were in a relationship and you were married to somebody and they were still contacting their ex, would you be pleased?
Possibly not.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so. No. But again, it depends on whether they stayed mutually, they stayed friends, like it was a mutual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whether it ends nasty.
Okay, well, look, I got to take a break. Sean, I wish you well. I really do wish you well. And once again, condolences. I'm sorry to hear that your fiancé died so young and so tragically as well. And always remember, time is a bit of a healer. I know it's a bit of a cliche. But, you know, at some point in your life, you'll never forget, obviously. You'll always remember her. But you will be able to move on with your own life as well, because you're a young man, by the sounds of things. Sean, listen, thank you very much indeed. Eddie, Angela, stay there for a second. Thank you, Amanda. I just want to keep Eddie and Angela there if you want to hang on, and I shall talk to the rest of you. A few more to get to after the break. So the question is, how would you feel if your wife or husband of 3 years was still texting their ex every single day and giving them the odd phone call every now and again, updating them on their lives and having the crack? Would you be okay with that? But they're just friends now, according to him. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Say there, Angela and Eddie. Let me go to Alan. Alan, hi. How are you?
Hey, Niall.
Alan, is it okay to be friends with an ex if you're married?
Well, my wife used to let me go over to my ex when I was bored. I had depression one day, and she said, go on over to visit her. I won't mention names or anything. I'll just say this particular woman, and I used to go over on a Sunday and have tea and sandwiches, and just it was nothing happening between us. So it was just friendship. But my wife used to talk to me ex and tell her, would you just take him on my hand for a few hours?
He's driving.
I'd say, send him over, and I'd go over to my ex and we'd sit there.
Now, to be fair, Alan, knowing you as much as I do for years on this show, you're a bit of an odd sort. Do you know what I mean? And I can't blame your poor wife. God love her. I know she's passed away. You know, I can't blame her trying to offload you for a few hours.
Niall, I was a good husband, but
you're a bit intense, but you know what I mean?
I was manic depressive.
Yeah, I know. You told me about that, yeah.
It's not easy living with a bipolar person. And my wife was very patient, and there were days I'd be sitting in the sitting room and I'd be bored, and she'd say, why don't you go over to see your ex?
That's not really a good relationship if you're bored with your missus.
No, it wasn't. It was depression.
No, I know, but you're sitting there saying you're bored, and your wife turns around and says, go on over to your ex for a while.
My wife had a different mindset to me.
Yeah, I suppose
and so. So she would say, go on over, and I go over then for a few and break the monotony of the day, and then I come back and tell my wife all what happened that day. And so it was a way of breaking the monotony. But there is certain relationships that's not advisable. And that man texting his wife, his ex-girlfriend, that's not a good thing. That's only a setup for a bigger fall.
Right. So, okay. So your situation obviously was quite different. But in this situation, you wouldn't put up with that.
No, I wouldn't, because there's no honesty in it. It's a kind of a stepping stone towards infidelity.
Well, when you say there's no honesty, he's not hiding it.
Yeah, but that's in plain sight. That's another way of being dishonest. Making it look that you're open about it and there's nothing untoward going on. But really what you're doing is you're committing betrayal in plain sight. So it looks like you're being honest when you're actually, what they call in psychology, openly dishonest.
Is that hold on. Is that a fair point, Angela? You're being openly dishonest.
It is a good point, right? Because as I said, sure, that's what my ex tried to do. But it's a kind of thing, when you know, you know. You understand me? It's like there's just something there that if you genuinely think someone's cheating, you'll find out, especially if it's a guy, because they're shit at cheating anyway. But as I said, it's a tough one because he's texting every single day and she's uncomfortable, and it seems that there has been that conversation had. And that's what I don't like. I thought I don't know if she has had that conversation with him. You don't know why they split up. You know,
but I'm sure she knows why they. She knows why they split up. I'm sure he's told her.
Yeah, but the biggest thing about this is the reason that they split up is that they just didn't fancy each other anymore. Because that can happen, and if that's why, then what's your problem with him talking to her? Is it because it's an ex and it's a girl? If it was
because she's not just an average girl. She's a girl that he had an intimate relationship with. Or as Amanda said, he's seen in the nude. You know?
I know there's the intimacy thing.
Yeah.
But they're split for a reason. It's not like this is 6 months down the line.
Yeah, but you see, Niall.
Yes.
You see, I think when in any relationship, if you start off on an equal basis and you cleave onto your partner and you make them your number one priority, you don't have a dalliance or a dalliance with an ex.
No.
That's an unacceptable crossing the line. It's not a very good recipe for a healthy relationship. If you're having an ex on your sideline and you're sharing intimate details, it's only going to lead to an affair.
Probably.
A phone affair starts off and then they get rekindled and then they get to know each other and it's all exciting again and they're sharing intimate moments on the phone.
No.
And then it's only a matter of time that the relationship...
He's right, Angela. That's what happens. Conversations start happening. Somebody mentioned earlier on, I think it was Eddie or whatever. And it's that kind of conversation of, and it might be by text. Oh, do you remember the night we went away to Paris and we stayed in that hotel? Wasn't it great? And she turns around and goes, yeah, sex was great too. I remember that. And then all of a sudden, the conversation changes tone. That can happen like that overnight in a minute. Fraction of a second.
If he loves her and they've had that conversation and she said, what you're doing is hurting me. It's making me feel uncomfortable and I'm going out of my mind. And he just doesn't do anything about it and keeps doing it. That's
wrong.
Very insensitive. Very insensitive. That's like if wrong. He was out with his mate. It's like if he was out with his mate and she was there and he was slagging her all the time in the pub and she turned around and went, look, can you not do that, putting me down in public? And he went, okay, so he'll do that, but he won't do the other one. And you don't do that to your partner. If you're with someone, they should be your be-all and end-all. And if you're doing something that's hurting them and they mention it to you and you don't take heed of that, you're putting your needs before their feelings, and that's wrong.
But I totally agree with that. That's why I'm saying. If they've had this conversation...
You don't agree with it, Angela, because you said... Angela, you said earlier on this is her insecurities. That's what you started off by saying.
No. Hold on a second. I'm taking it from the side of he hasn't said it to him. That's what I was saying.
It was quite clear in the email that I think she did mention... Now, I don't believe there was a deep conversation with the sounds of it, but she did mention it to him because she said, it makes you feel really uncomfortable, but he says it's just a friendship and there's nothing more to it, but I can't help but feel uneasy. Now, so obviously there was a conversation at some point. So he's aware she's uncomfortable with it.
I don't think that she has told him exactly how she feels now, because it's the way he said to her, it's just a friendship.
But either way, you still don't care because you think this is her insecurity.
Oh, I do. I do think it's her insecurity.
No, anybody would feel insecure in that situation.
If she has said to him that I feel insecure, I feel this, I feel that, and he continues, that's wrong.
But stay there. I want to bring Nora in before the end of the conversation. Nora, hi.
Good. Hello. How are you, Niall? Just listening there, and great conversation. But just a few. It's a big red flag to me that he's on. If he's on every day with this lady, his ex.
Yeah.
I don't ring my best friends every day. I don't ring my siblings every day. It's a big red flag. He hasn't respected our boundaries, number one, when she did mention it, however vague it was. And it's the hurt. It isn't anything to do with trust. That wife is hurt. They're only married 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
All of their energies and investments should be in each other. There is a problem in that marriage, and he has a choice to respect his wife and say, yeah, I'll curtail it. Or in fact, what I would say, I'll stop it. I don't think it's acceptable at all.
Well done. That's the best statement I've heard out of all years all night. Well done, Nora. Nora is on the money. Nora is on the money. What? No, it's not just because I agree with her. She's making perfect sense.
No. What, Angela, sorry?
That's because you agree with her.
I do agree with her.
Speaking to Niall.
Yeah,
but also, I mean, just trust is thrown around. It's to hurt that girl. They must be young if it's only 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you're still working, is it not, on your relationship and your marriage.
Yeah.
You're thinking, I'm sure they're in a home paying a mortgage together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're planning to have a family. Well, now, not acceptable, because I have very deep friends. I don't have the time, or I don't have the information or the news to give them every day. So really, it's not acceptable. No, not acceptable.
But that's you. I speak to my parents every day. I speak to two of my best friends every day. That's you,
yes.
Nora.
Yes, but
you know
this
mean?
Is...
So edit. Just because... Well, No, you have said, I don't speak to this one every day. I don't speak to that one every day.
Yeah.
I don't speak... You don't. But other people do.
Most people don't.
Well, I actually wasn't referring to other people. I was referring to myself.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a big red flag.
I think Nora is right. It is a red flag, Angela. If he's doing that early in the marriage, and I believe disrespecting his partner that early in the marriage, I think that's a huge problem. Huge problem. Yeah. If he can't see without even being told, he shouldn't have to be told. If he can't see that's a problem, he's got a problem, not her.
Exactly.
No, just one at a time. Eddie, quickly, go on, Eddie.
It's like Nora said there. They're talking every day. I don't talk to my best mates every day. So, like, surely you'd run out of stuff to say, yet they're still talking every day. You know, it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
It is very bizarre. I totally agree with Nora.
And I'm the same. I have mates, but I don't talk to them every day. The only people I talk to every single day is one of the producers of the podcast, my wife, and AJ, because I have to, obviously. And it wouldn't be every day, actually. It's Monday to Thursday.
Can I just say something?
I talk to AJ every day.
In all the years that you know me, would you honestly think that I would run out of things to say?
No, but I wouldn't be ringing you every day, Angela.
You fucking do.
Well, that's professional. That's for the show. That's a different thing altogether.
There's a whole parent not listening.
It's Karen that actually rings her most of the time. Anyway, but Nora, I completely agree. So I'm looking at the text, by the way, that comes in. And the text are basically saying, I agree with Nora, absolutely agree with Nora. Nora's on the money tonight. It took a while to get the right answer on the show tonight now, but Nora certainly hit the nail on the head.
I do feel for that girl, actually, because, you know, she needs to, you know, either have the confidence. I wonder why she wasn't able to express herself greater. You know, was there a nervousness that she'd offend him, or he'd be, you know, there'd be some quarrel about it. You know, so I feel that she, you know, he has a choice either to say, this is what my wife wants. It's making her, it's upsetting her, it's hurting her. She's my wife. This is your priority. Not anybody else. Your priority is your wife. No, that's a family.
But
they're
Nora,
a family
I
now.
I don't think she has expressed it the way she has expressed it to us, to him. Like, she could have just turned around and said, oh, yeah. God, you text her a lot, don't you? Yeah, but you were just friends, blah, blah. All right, so.
But we don't really know, I suppose, what she said, so I know what you're saying. But
exactly.
I do, yeah. But even so, now this is just my thinking. For me, I find it's not natural for a man who's with his wife, and when he comes home from work, that all his energy doesn't go into their relationship. And what talk to his wife about his day or what he's feeling. His emotions now are divided and his interaction with his wife is cut in half. And that's a dangerous thing and it's a red flag. That's what I think.
Mm. No, you are absolutely right. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. Angela, Eddie, Alan, Nora, thank you very much indeed. Unfortunately, I have to wrap it up. I'm going to the news. Thank you for joining us tonight. That's been an interesting conversation. I think overwhelmingly, the majority of people have said it's a red flag. It's a problem in a relationship. If indeed somebody is messaging or texting an ex while they're married to somebody else and don't realize the hurt they're causing, well, then they've got a big problem in the marriage, particularly only after 3 years.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.